how do you provide services? You don't provide the services from mayor's pocket. It is the taxes you pay that he uses to move the waste. He uses it to build the drains. He uses it to build the roads. You know, but a lot of our people don't make a link between the taxes they pay and the services that government should give them. But we're doing our best to expand the tax net to make sure that more people, you know, come into the tax net. If everybody pays his little quota, somebody would pay 50 cedis. Yes, I mean, that is what you are assessed for the income that you earn. And some rich person will pay, say, 10 million. But everybody's little contribution from the income we earn is what will make our country a great place. I'm sure that here in Japan, there's no little tax that you're supposed to pay that they don't come at you to pay, you know. And so those are some of the issues. I'm sure that things will change. But I do say that prospects are very good. Our country is seen as one of 10 African countries that is emerging. And all the indicators show that we are currently lower middle income. We're trying to transit to middle income status. And we do have the enthusiasm of the whole of the world looking at us to try and be able to make that transition. I had a meeting with Prime Minister Abe, and it was a very good meeting. When we declared HIPIC, Japan suspended a certain part of its ODA with us, which is called the Yen Loan Facility. The Yen Loan Facility is very important because it goes to quite big infrastructure projects. And for us to do the transition from lower middle income to middle income, we have a big need to put in a lot of infrastructure.